The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Good morning.
Afternoon.
Or evening, depending where you are on this lovely planet of ours.
Right. Well, today, what are we talking about, Ariel?
We're talking about networking like a pro, turning contacts into connections. We have a special guest today, Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's back with us. And a lot of you have listened to him in an earlier radio show with us. And if you didn't, you can go back through the archives and find it because it was an incredible, excellent conversation. And so he's back with us today talking about his new book, which is already being very successful, Networking Like a Pro, Turning Contacts into Connections.
And we're going to talk first about listening.
Let's do that.
Because if you've not heard our show before, it's a good place to start. And if you have heard our show before, it's a good place to start.
And it's an excellent place if you really want to network like a pro, because listening is really key.
Listening, if you truly listen to what another person's saying, to hear what they're saying from their point of view, they will feel heard. And if they feel heard, they're much more likely to support whatever agendas you have.
Yeah, has it ever occurred to you that how you listen, the quality with which you listen, has an effect on another's sense of themselves and the quality of their self-expression? I mean, think about it for a minute. If you're really listening to a person and they find themselves articulate and they feel well in themselves being around you, that is an excellent connection. And today we are looking at turning contacts into connections rather than listening with half an ear while you're waiting to sell your thing.
Yeah, or listening and judging the person for what they're saying, because that frequently happens. See, true listening isn't about agreeing with what somebody says or disagreeing with what somebody says. True listening is hearing what a person is saying from their point of view. And very few people, it's a great skill set to have, but very few people have developed the skill set of listening non-judgmentally. And it will, see, our whole approach is about getting into the current moment of your life. And it's a radical departure from working on yourself or working on the past or trying to fix what already has happened, or even trying to get to what you think is going to be satisfying somewhere down the road. Our approach is about getting into the current moment of your life and living from that place where you start to discover yourself as being appropriate to your life in each moment. And when you do that, you're much more available to hear what other people have to say, and you give them the gift of your presence.
And that's part of why this show is called Being Here, because when you're being here, anything is possible. Shall we just have our special guests come on in?
Why not?
Dr. Ivan Meisner, we are so honored to have you on our show today, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure listening.
You know, Shia and I read Networking Like a Pro, and actually, truthfully, I read it out loud because that's more of our style of reading, and we really enjoyed it. We learned lots of different things as we went along, and I have to say to anybody who hasn't read the book yet, the style of the book is very much like creating a relationship. It makes it easy. You don't feel talked down to. You feel like you're in concert and in relationship with Ivan and his other two co-authors. And one of the things they start out with right at the beginning is about myths, common myths. Do you want to talk about that?
We start off by telling a kind of an interesting story, I think. Imagine whoever you are listening to this show, imagine being dropped off in a foreign city with nothing but a few $100s and being told to get a business started and to compete against other people and beat them in the amount of money generated. It's you don't have to imagine it. It actually happened, and it's a show in the United Kingdom called The Last Millionaire, and it's sort of a flip of The Apprentice, Donald Trump's The Apprentice, where you get these, you know, wannabes who want to be successful like Trump, and they're competing to win a spot on his staff. And here it's just the opposite. It's a bunch of millionaires who are competing to be able to go back to their mansions because they're put into these, you know, Motel 6 hostels with no limos, no nice cars. And it shows pictures of them before they get started, you know, where the one actually lived in a castle and they drink fine wine. And so they have to compete against each other, and they don't get to go back to their house until they win. And until then, they have to stay in these, like, dormitories, and it's horrible. So what happened was, in the last episode, two people were left. They were dropped in Hong Kong. They're from the United Kingdom. They were dropped in Hong Kong, and they were told to start a business. And what was really interesting is they were both given some names to follow up on students who would help as interns to help out. And one immediately started calling them, and the other one, instead of calling these interns who they didn't know, she had her company had used to be a member of BNI, and she had salespeople that were in BNI, and so she looked up the local BNI group.
Tell people who are listening to our show who are not familiar with you what BNI is, just to make sure everybody's up to date with you.
Well, BNI is a referral organization. We take only one person per profession, and we get together every week, and we pass each other referrals. So it's all about generating referrals for each other. So she went to this BNI meeting. It's a network of local business professionals who were very successful, and she just explained her situation, and they set her up with connections that would help her create and design a new product, and then with contacts that would sell that product. She ended up in this show making something like six times more money than the person that she was competing against, and I don't know, something like 20 or 30 times the amount of money that she started with. And she did it all in 4 or 5 days. And it's a great example of the power of a network. That, you know, you can go into a town and you can start cold calling, which is basically what the first person did, or you can connect with somebody who's got a powerful personal network and try to find an overlapping connection. And with her, it was that her company had was currently a member in another country. And that opened the door, which led to some contacts that led to her not being the last millionaire, which was, you want to be the apprentice, but you don't want to be the last millionaire. And she was not that because of this.
That's really great. I mean, I have to assume that everybody listening to this show
wants to be a millionaire.
Oh, no.
Wants to be a millionaire?
Well, maybe. But they also want to grow their business. They want to expand. And sometimes I think people feel a bit lost. And Shai and I were discussing it before the show, Ivan, about one of the things that we were particularly impressed about in your book was, you use a turn of phrase on page 24. I'm saying the page numbers, you guys, so you'll go out and get this book because it's really terrific. You said, so remember, when it comes to farming for contacts, it's about consistency, reliability, and genuine desire to get to know another person. It's, I think so many people
are so lost in their agenda to get somewhere, like produce business, that they totally aren't with people when they're with them. They're totally not receptive to hearing what that other person has to say because they're going somewhere. So they miss opportunities because they're focus is so far off somewhere else that they miss things right around them that are incredible opportunities.
Yeah, I would agree. I think what tends to happen with a lot of networking is that people, they learn these various techniques and then they go out and they try to close deals rather than create relationships.
Exactly.
And that's a real problem. I mean, sometimes I'll do an entire presentation and somebody will ask me, well, those are all great, but, you know, when do I close the deal? It's like,
yes.
Well, okay. First, you have to create the relationship, okay? That's where it's really at. And so I can give you all the techniques in the world to learn how to network more effectively, but if you're not willing to spend the time necessary to create the relationship, nothing else will follow. It really is more about farming than it is about hunting. And when you farm, and not that I'm a great farmer, but I know how to network, and it's about cultivating the relationship. It's about supporting it and giving it time and letting it grow. And then as you have the relationship, start to work it for you helping them in business and them helping you in business.
You know, I was taken by something in your book, Ivan, where you talked about taking care of other people and giving them leads, not with the intention of getting something in return. And I find that really parallels what we talk about. When somebody gives a gift, they're not expecting to get something back. It's a giving of yourself where you're taking care of people in a win-win type of paradigm rather than a you or me. It's a you and me. It's a win-win. It's not a win-lose. And so much of our world is competitive to a win-lose situation where if you win, someone else has to lose.
Right. Well, it's really based on the social capital theory of the law of reciprocity, which I talk about in the book. But before I do, I want to just go back and touch on one thing that you said. You were talking about people giving leads. And we really try hard to make sure to use the expression referral because a lead is really just a contact. Hey, I think there's some company in town. They're called such and such. I think they're looking for your business. That's a contact. It's lead. You know what I mean? There's no connection.
Right.
A referral
right.
is a connection.
Yeah,
a referral
I have a
is,
friend that you should speak to. Here's her or his name.
Yes, and I like to differentiate. I don't like to use the terms interchangeably because I think it's important to differentiate that a lead is really just a contact with no connection whatsoever, but a referral is, in fact, a connection where it's a friend or a business associate, and you're making the recommendation, and it's okay if you use my name. And that's the kind of business that we're talking about, is giving referrals where there is, in fact, a connection. Now, to go back to the law of reciprocity, it's important to understand that that's a transactional. It's not a transactional law. It's a transformational law. It's not transactional. A good friend of mine, Wayne Baker in Michigan, he teaches one of the few courses in the world on networking and social capital as a core curriculum college course, Dr. Baker. He talks about this, he calls it the coin-operated networking, that a lot of people view networking to be transactional. It's coin-operated. Let me put the coin in, I want the candy.
Right.
And in order for this to work well, it cannot be transactional. It has to be transformational. And by transformational, I mean that it really works on the basis that the sum of the whole is greater than the individual parts. That by people working together to help one another, they all do better as a result of it. And that's what the law of reciprocity is. It's not transactional. Look, guys, I'll help you out, but in order for me to help you out, I need you to do this for me. Instead, it's, yeah, I've got a great contact. Here they are. And you work that relationship so that over time, you have invested in the social capital of that relationship so that when you ask for a withdrawal, people are more than willing to give it to you.
That's a perfect segue. We need to go to a break now. Come on back with us, everyone,
and
don't miss being here.
You Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Total career success. What does it mean to you? Voice America presents a radio program dedicated to help you achieve your career goal. Even in times of economic uncertainty, you can achieve your financial goals. Whether you're a college grad, new in the working environment, or a top-level executive, you will benefit from the practical and proven advice on job search and career advancement. Join Ken and Cheryl Dawson every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for Total Career Success on Voice America.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Today we are talking with Dr. Ivan Meisner about networking like a pro, turning contacts into connections. And I love your description of transformation. We often, you know, now transformation, Ivan, is in the mainstream a lot. You know, transform your life by a whatever.
Mercedes.
And it's kind of muddled down, but there's a real difference in our experience of it between like change and transformation or transaction and transformation, where change is about survival and getting somewhere.
And it's goal-oriented, and it's trying to produce a result, and it's agenda-driven,
and
it's linear. And so you expect things to come from where you expect them to come from. But with transformation, it's where it happens in an instant and happens in all aspects of your life. So your giving of yourself can show up from anywhere, not where you expect it from.
Which is probably a great segue into what you talk about in the book about the butterfly effect, which everyone, when you get your book, you will find that on page 41.
Well, the butterfly effect was an interesting thing that happened to me just 2-3 years ago. And I was sitting on Necker Island in the Caribbean. And I had just started writing a blog, and I had to do this doggone blog. I'd made a commitment to entrepreneur.com that I would do it twice a week. And so I'm sitting there in the great room of Necker Island overlooking, I mean, I had probably a 200-degree view of the Caribbean. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I gotta write this blog. I have no idea what I'm gonna write. And up walks Sir Richard Branson of Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Galactic. And he walks up and he says, good morning, what are you doing? And I said, well, this is the only place that has internet access on the island, so I'm writing my blog. We talked about it for a minute. He said, okay, well, great, I'll see you at dinner later. You know, good day, walks off. And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, how did I get here? What happened in my life? What series of events took place that I would be on Necker Island, which is Richard Branson's private island in the Caribbean, in a seminar with him on ethics, and about 20 people total, and Branson was one of the seminar participants. And so we would do the seminar about a half of the day, and then we'd have fun on the island about the other half of the day, unless I was writing a blog. And I was sitting there thinking, what happened? How did I get here? This is just an amazing experience. And so what I did was I reverse-engineered what got me to that point. And it ended up being 8 different relationships that I had created over a 2 to 3 year period. 8 different relationships that began with, I got it all the way back to the beginning, it began with a woman who was a BNI member who I did not know from New York. I'm from Los Angeles. She's in New York. She called me. She did ask, she connected with the director who introduced her to me. So she connected with me and she asked me for a favor. And that's where it all started. She asked for a favor. Now, I need to come back to that because that's really important. And from that favor, I said yes, which led to doing something else with her company and led me to doing a speaking engagement, which led me to meeting Jack Canfield. Jack invited me to the Transformational Leadership Council, which led me to meet 2 or 3 other people till I finally met a woman who was good friends with Richard Branson. And because of that relationship, invited me to Necker Island. And it all started almost 3 years earlier. And what's important about this is that I think people have to, when you find yourself in an amazing scenario, in an amazing situation, I think it's important to reverse engineer how you got there and to take a look at it. And you'll find that oftentimes it comes from some of the craziest things. In this particular case, this woman asked me for a favor. She wanted me to do something that I wasn't prepared to do yet, but I sat there and I looked at what she asked for. What she wanted was some training material for a coaching company. And I said, you know, I'm really not quite, I want to start doing this full time in my profession. I really want to start writing and doing this full time, but I'm not quite there, but it is exactly where I'm headed. So, okay. And I made a decision to do something based on what my mission was becoming. It wasn't quite there, but it was becoming. So my point is that if you make choices in your life that take you in the direction that you want to have your life's mission be, keep making those choices. And when you get to someplace that's amazing, reverse engineer it, and you'll just be surprised at where it began. And I was surprised at where this journey began. And by the way, the journey continues. I just had an opportunity to see the rollout of the spaceship too, because of connecting with Sir Richard in Necker. He's invited me to the rollout of the White Knight 2, the spaceship that'll go into outer space, or the mothership, and then the spaceship that will go into outer space. And we just had a chance to see the rollout of it in the Mojave Desert. So the butterfly effect continues.
Excellent. Let's take a caller. We have a caller on the line.
Right. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Where are you calling from?
Morristown, New Jersey.
Excellent. Do you have a question for our guest today?
Actually, I do. Dr. Meisner, I've actually been a member of BNI for 8 years. I founded a group with about eight other individuals a long time ago, and we've all reaped great rewards out of it, and I want to thank you for that. Some of the people in our group, from time to time, the new members always come to me and they say, Brian, I'm not getting as many referrals as I want. And I read some of the outlines to your book, and it said that you had a program for tracking individuals' progress. I'd like to know a little bit more about that.
Well, in this particular book, we have a version of what we call the networking scorecard. And that's a great way to track whether you are doing the right things necessary to be building your business through the networking process. And I actually created that many, many years ago. It's the first time it showed up in one of my books, but it's been in training that I've done for years. It's based on the one card system in the insurance industry. Now, I used to, in a almost a different lifetime now, I used to teach people how to cold call. I did it long enough to know that I didn't want to ever do it ever again for the rest of my life. It's a horrible experience. And I got to be pretty good at it, and the one card system was a way of tracking the number of phone calls you made, how many turned into contacts, how many contacts turned into appointments, and so you were able to track through a formula your results. And I sat down one day years ago and I thought, if you could do this for cold calling, why can't you do it for networking? Yeah, it's going to be a little more complicated than just the phone call process, but it's still a viable approach. And so from that, I created the networking scorecard, which is basically a way of tracking the activities you need to do in order to generate the business that you want to generate. And so the kinds of things that you're tracking are sending thank you cards, calling someone in your networking, doing a one-to-one, setting up some activity where you're inviting people in your network, including people in your newsletter.
When you say a one-to-one, Ivan, what do you mean?
One-to-one, that's where you're meeting somebody on a one-to-one basis. I'm a real believer that if you want to network effectively, most of your time really needs to be networking in groups. Chamber mixers, service clubs, groups like BNI, where you're meeting a lot of people. But sometimes you got to go deeper. If your network is a mile wide and an inch deep, it's not going to be very successful. So your network needs to be both broad and deep. And one of the best ways to have a deeper network is to meet one-to-one with people and talk to them. And one of the things that I talk about is doing what I call the gains exchange. And I'm sure you know, the BNI member here knows what I'm talking about. It's an acronym for goals, accomplishments, interests, networks, and skills. And what we try to teach people to do is that when you're going to have a one-to-one, do the gains exchange, because that gives you a chance pretty quickly to go a little deeper than what you might do normally, to find out about that other person. And so the one-to-one is about going deep and finding out more about what they do.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Did that answer your question, Brian? Do you have more to it?
It did answer my question. I really appreciate that.
You know, the other thing, Brian, I don't know if you've read Networking Like a Pro yet, but there was something that Dr. Meisner and David and Brian talked about in the group, in the book, that occurs to me might apply to your group. And I can't remember where it was or what section in the book, about how sometimes people are doing the right things, but they just stop. Like, it's not, they don't do it with consistency. They stop before the results get produced. They get discouraged. They think they should have the results right now, and they're building momentum, but you haven't. It's like you've seeded, you've tilled, and the crops just aren't bearing fruit yet, but it doesn't mean you haven't done all the right things. And if you stop, everything's going to wither.
Doesn't mean you should not weed.
Yeah, that's so true. I think the analogy we may use in this book is it's like planting a fruit tree. And you let it sit for a year, and of course it's not gonna come. You know, you're not gonna get any fruit after a year. And it's like, well, you know what? It's not working out very well here. I'm gonna rip it out by the roots, and I'm gonna go plant it over here, because if it didn't work here, it'll work better over there. And then you plant it over there, and you give it a year, and you work on it. And after a year, what are you gonna get? You're not gonna get anything. And so, I call these nomadic networkers, where they kind of plop around from network to network to try and figure out what to do. When the truth is, you have to build deep roots and build the relationship. There's a great section in the book that I'd recommend that, Brian, you have your members look at, and that's it's an expanded version of what you're taught in the new member orientation, the time confidence curve. And we've really expanded on the time confidence curve, where we talk about no matter what business you're in, it's going to take time for people to have confidence in your ability to provide a quality product or service, because it's not your confidence that counts, it's my confidence in your ability. And when people start to understand that better, then they understand that depending on what profession they're in, they really have to give it a certain amount of time before they're going to start to generate referrals.
So, excuse me, Ivan, but when you say this, I'm left with this idea that reality is a function of agreement, And when you have enough people agreeing about something, it becomes a reality. And so basically what you're saying is you're creating a reality of
reliability.
Yes, you are. But it's not only the sense of people feeling comfortable. They have to see performance. So when people in a group hear others say, wow, this real estate agent is really good. They really helped me, or they helped my friend or my associate or my neighbor. Then that becomes their reality.
Yes.
They then see firsthand that this person is good at what they do, and that's when they're then willing to start referring that person. It's one of the reasons why we really focus on doing endorsements and testimonials. And if you want to build a powerful network, testimonials and endorsements are really important on a regular basis, because your experience becomes my experience. I become comfortable with what somebody might be able to do because of the social capital that you've built with that person. And if I trust you, then their social capital rubs off through you to me, and I feel confident in their ability because of what you have to say.
Yeah, we have only about a minute before the break, Ivan, but, you know, I find it interesting that you have, excuse the expression, certain jargon words that are unique to your BNI organization. And so I'm smiling as I'm listening to you talk, because I'm relating what you're saying to the way I see when you talk about this social
capital.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Capital, yeah.
I to somebody who hasn't read or studied with you, read your books in the past or studied with you or as part of your organization, they may not understand what social capital is. And I
right.
think when we come back for the break, you should tell people what that is.
I'd love to. And Brian, thanks for your questions. They were excellent.
Hey, Brian, thanks
for
calling in today.
Yes,
we really
Brian,
appreciate it. Lovely to hear from you.
We'll
be back shortly, everyone. Come on back
and
don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Never be satisfied. Let that be a lesson you take away from Double Time with Double D, featuring businessman and former NFL star Dave Duerson. We'll talk about the NFL with special focuses on the game itself, and Double D will take your calls and answer your emails live on the show. It's not Football 101, but rather an in-depth look in the locker room, on the field, away from the field, and opening up the mind of the player. The program will also feature positive messages, so tune in to Double Time with Double D, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. We're talking with Dr. Ivan Meisner about his book, Networking Like a Pro.
And I just want to remind everybody that Shia and I are back in the New York City area soon, February 8th, in our international community on the international teleconference on Tuesday, February 9th. For those of you who are enjoying the show, who can make it into the New York area, our Monday Night Alives are an incredible place to network. The people there are extraordinary. And in fact, Brian, who is not only who just called in a BNI member, he frequents. There's a number of people who come, and they have the ability to be interested in other people, and I really enjoy it. In fact, it wasn't too long ago somebody came and said, what happened to these people? Did they take a happy pill? And then they realized that that was something that they wanted, and they wanted for their husband, and they wanted for their community. They wanted the possibility of well-being, regardless of the economy, regardless of the time of year or the weather, or there's the possibility where you can discover how to be more productive, effective, and satisfied regardless of the circumstances, day in, day out. And that's what we're about. It's not about problems and solutions. It's about possibility. So I'm inviting you personally to come join us at our Monday Night Alive. Our next weekend workshop in New York City is March 19th through 21st, and it's called Step Into Your Brilliance. If you want to know more about it, just go on up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. So we're back with Dr. Ivan Meisner, and we are about to talk about social capital. All right. Can you explain that to everybody? I know that's in the beginning of your book, and I know that Shia and I read it, but it's nice for those who haven't read it yet.
Sure. Well, everyone's heard of financial capital. Financial capital is really material wealth, money, property, things like that that are accumulated by individuals and businesses. Social capital is the accumulation of resources developed through social interactions. These resources include things like ideas, knowledge, information, opportunities, contacts, and from my perspective, of course, referrals. They include trust, confidence, friendship. It's the relationships that you build. And it's really based on a whole set of writings about emotional intelligence, sometimes called EQ, for emotional quotient. We all know what IQ is, your intelligence quotient. You might get a job because of your IQ, but you tend to get promoted because of your EQ, because of your ability to interact effectively with other people. And emotional intelligence and social capital are very much related, because people with a high EQ tend to understand that it's about building your social capital. It's about building those connections and relationships with people that you can draw upon later if you need to. And that's really what social capital is about. I'd recommend a really good book. I mentioned Dr. Wayne Baker earlier. He wrote a book called Achieving Success Through Social Capital, which is a great book on the topic.
Great. Are you ready for our next caller? We have another caller on the line with a question for you. Caitlin, you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. So I'm a costume designer, and I work in opera and film, and I'm really transitioning from opera into film more. And I just want to ask you a question, because I have a lot of connections. I know a lot of great people who I've worked with in the past, and I should and could use those connections, but I get very shy about it. It's I guess because I work in the art world as opposed to the business world. I feel like I would be imposing on people by asking them for something, and I know that I should develop them, but I guess it's that thing where you said you only go so deep. In some in some respects, I have very, very deep relationships with people, and I could ask them to refer me or to give me personal referrals or whatever, but I don't know. I get very nervous about doing that. So I guess I'm wondering...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Are you wondering how to be more effective? Or are you wondering how to get over your shyness? What is your question?
I guess I'm wondering how to approach them in such a way that would be acceptable.
Right. Well, you know, you want to start with the people that you feel most comfortable with, the people that you've got a really good deep relationship with professionally, and ask them if they would mind referring you or introducing you to a few other people. Now, one of the easiest ways to do that is at events, at meetings. It could be a party, it could be a social event, it could be a business event. But what you want to do is you want to ask some of these people, you know, do you ever run across this kind of person or this individual in particular? And if so, can I tag along with you? Would you introduce me? When I go to networking events, to this day, I ask the people who I know in that organization or at that event to walk me around and introduce me to a few people. And I mean, I could tell you a whole long story about my discovery that I'm a situational extrovert, but basically introverted. And I feel uncomfortable just walking up to people I don't know. But I find that it's much easier when I have somebody introduce me. So if you can get that person you do know to introduce you to the person you don't know, you find that it's pretty simple, actually. And most people, if you truly have a good relationship with them, they want to help you because you've built social capital with them. Oftentimes they'll feel like, wow, you know, this person's really helped me out. I'd be glad to help them. And it's often their pleasure. That's why you want to start with, you know, pick the low-hanging fruit. Pick the relationships that you know you have strong relationships with and ask them. And make it a personal introduction. That makes it much more comfortable. You want to know what to do when you get the introduction and you're standing in front of the person you want then?
Right.
That's kind of important. The last thing you want to do is ask for a job. Or ask for something from them. Instead, what you want to do is ask how you can help them. And I could spend 30 minutes just talking about this one subject, but when you meet somebody that you want to build a relationship with, the best thing to do is to not ask them for a sale, for a job, the only thing you should ask is, how can you help them? And I don't mean, hire me so I can help you. I mean, look for ways that you can give them a referral or support them in some way, and that's the quickest way to build a relationship with someone is to help them.
So even though I was at a party and I met a very famous director, I was just introduced to him, and I just acted like myself and I didn't ask for a job at all. I just talked to him about, you know, going to Lithuania and how fun it was, and I just tried to create a social relationship. But then I don't know that I know if I could do anything for him.
The best way to do it is you build the social relationship, even if it's in a short, time frame, you make a connection. You can feel when you have a connection with somebody. And one of the things I like to do is to, now in a business context, I'll ask two questions at the end of my discussion. The first question is, how would I know that someone would be a good referral for you? Now, that may not apply with the director, but that's a question I often ask. How do I know what a good referral for you is? But here's the last question I ask in most of those conversations, which I think you could use with somebody like a director. So what are some of the challenges that you're running into? And now you can't start with that, because if you walk up to somebody and say, hey, my name's so-and-so, tell me, what are some of the challenges in what you do? They're going to hear, who are you and why are you asking me that question? But if you've built a connection with them and you've talked for a little while, ending on that is a great way to end, because you'll be shocked at how often they'll say, well, you know what, my biggest problem right now is finding, boom. And there's your chance then to help. Generally, when I ask that question, they're responding with, of course, something networking related, which I can help with, but they may be responding on a business issue like, you know, my biggest problem is hiring employees, gosh, or keeping my employees motivated. And so one of the things that I'll do is I'll talk about articles that I'm familiar with. Have you read this article? Or if you'd like, I'd be glad to send you an article on how to manage and motivate employees that I read that I really love. And then what happens is they're giving me their card. I'm not asking for it. They're giving me their card, and they're saying, yes, I'd love to read that. Would you send it to me? Boom. Now I have a chance to connect with them a second time. And that's the beginning of developing a relationship.
You know what?
Oh, that's so cool.
What you say is really interesting, because there's this part of all of us that wants to get the sale.
Yes.
You know, wants to close a deal, and it's about holding that part in abeyance. And
it is.
Say again.
It is. You're right. People just salivate trying to get the sale rather than build the relationship.
That's right. And so it's really a balancing act of genuinely taking care of somebody rather than trying to forward your own agenda. So it's tricky, I imagine, for a lot of people.
You know, there are a couple of things that Ivan said to you, Caitlin, that I just want to underscore, because I know you and know you quite well, and I think it's something that you underestimate. When he said that people want to help you, that it's a pleasure to help you, I think from time to time when you don't reach out to people, you've absolutely forgotten that. And that you rob them by not reaching out to them, because if they have something to offer and they could do it easily and it would make your life easier, they could connect you up. When they see your name come across the screen in a film and they know they contributed to that, that feeds them.
Yeah.
I think that's very true.
Oh, you're right.
And the other thing was one of the last things that Ivan was talking about is basically about getting interested rather than trying to figure out how to be interesting. So if you're asking the director, what are the major challenges you're running across these days, or asking them a question that's interested in them or their process rather than about getting work, they're immediately going to connect you up as somebody they're relating to rather than just some other person who's hoping to get something from them.
Yep. And that's what happens with
right.
directors and any really successful person. They're always being hit on to
right.
Use somebody, hire somebody, buy something. And so it's refreshing to have somebody try to help them rather than get something from them.
Yeah, no, that makes a huge difference, because that is always the question. Like, everyone's always hitting them up for something. But, I mean, obviously, the thing that's a major challenge to most of them is getting continual funding for their projects and whatnot. And through my networking in sort of another world, through networking with Opera, I meet a lot of people who do funding. And so that is definitely an area that I could be very helpful to them in.
Absolutely. That's the perfect example of what I'm talking about. And so go to those people. Now, when I said, you know, go to the low-hanging fruit, I meant the people that you've built a relationship with, you've cultivated the relationship, you've given to them, they're more than willing to give back if they're just asked. Those are the people you want to start with, and you build confidence through those interactions. And then you can start working with other people that you don't have quite the same relationship with and feel comfortable.
We have to go to a break now, but Caitlin, I don't want you to go, because I have a question for you, for Dr. Meiser, from something you've said to us before. So, everybody, come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Money. We love it, we hate it, and everything in between. You can be the master of your life and your own economics. Join Professor Laurie Lamantia each week for the program Making Peace with Money. Laurie will help you realize the power to create fulfillment in your life and shed new light on your money madness. You'll learn how to make peace with money and feel the joy and freedom renewed in your life. Making Peace with Money is broadcast live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking with Dr. Ivan Meisner about networking like a pro. I just wanted to take a moment to let you know, if you're not yet on our email newsletter, the Excellence Club, please feel free to join us. You can find out all about us on transformationmadeeasy.com. Caitlin, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Now, I happen to know Caitlin recently started going to networking events and mixers, Ivan, and she told us that she spent the first part hidden in the bathroom because she was shy and that she was nervous, and it occurred to her while sitting in the stall that it was not the most useful way of networking.
And in fact, she'd never meet anybody there.
So she went out, and she actually was fairly successful that night, but I'm wondering if you can give her any tips to make that process easier.
Yeah, a couple of things. First, try to find somebody in the room that you know and who knows other people and have them introduce you around. That's a very easy way to meet a lot of people. If it's an organization that you want to go to on a regular basis, volunteer to be the visitor host, the greeter, the ambassador. For example, chambers have ambassadors. And depending on the Chamber of Commerce, different ambassadors or different chambers have different roles for the ambassador, but oftentimes it's basically the greeter, somebody whose responsibility is to meet people. And so what you want to do is you want to volunteer for that, which sounds counterintuitive if you're shy, but the truth is it's easier because it's then your party. It's like if you're nervous going, introducing yourself at somebody else's party, you're never nervous to introduce yourself at your own party. If a stranger came into your house at a party of yours, you'd have no problem saying hi. You know, I'm Caitlin. I don't think we know each other because it's your party. So what you want to do is you want to make it your party, and you want to be the visitor host or the ambassador. Then what happens is as people come in, here's what you want to do, and this is really important. You welcome them, and you say, hey, if there's any particular people you'd like to meet that are here tonight or some professions that you're looking for, come see me, and I'll connect you. Now you not only become the greeter, you become the connector. And if they say, well, I'm looking for so-and-so, and you don't know so-and-so, go talk to somebody who's been with the organization a long time to find out if so-and-so's there. And then you become the connector, and you're actually putting you're the facilitator putting people together. Let me tell you something. You really want to build your network, become a connector. You become a connector, and then everybody goes to you because they know you know people. And that may take time, but that's the technique you can use, and you can do it even if you're shy because it's your party. You're not going into a bunch of strangers. You're there to just help connect people.
Right.
Do you see that's a great trick to take your attention off yourself, Caitlin?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oftentimes, introverts or people that are shy about, you know, meeting new people are also very good at supporting and helping people. They want to help. And so if you spin it as, I'm not so much selling myself as I'm helping put people together, if you do it that way, it becomes easier to do, and at the same time, by the way, you're building relationships with a lot of people in a very positive way, because you're not asking anything from anyone, you're helping them.
That's something I'm actually really good at, connecting people up with, you know, agents or, you know, whatever, contacts in the illustration world. Like, bridging gaps between worlds is something
so
I do
that
I do
at
very,
the organizations
well.
That you go to. Do that at the organizations
right.
that you go to, and you're doing something that comes natural to you.
Again, Kaylin, it occurs to me that from time to time when you get self-conscious, when your attention goes on yourself, you forget that you have a gift to give. And of course, I love, you know, going to a movie and seeing your name up there. I love seeing, like, the Beijing Olympics and being able to pick out which of the costumes are yours at the opening ceremonies. But it's like, I think that you forget that if you are the person who can connect people up to financing, for instance, and you mm-hmm. don't extend yourself, then a lot of people don't get launched into what's possible just because you're talking to yourself about whether or not you're capable or whether anybody would want to. Or you can either have your story or you can
make a difference in people's lives. It's about taking your attention off yourself and making a difference, or entertain your story about your inadequacies and they become truly yours.
Yeah, you're right.
And I've seen you do both, and I know what a brilliant, brilliant lady you are. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you do with it next.
Me
Thanks
too.
For the question,
Thank
Caitlin.
You so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks for staying back for the segment so I could ask that second question for you, because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who benefited from what Ivan had to say. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you.
Excellent. You know, we're starting to wind down toward the end of the show, Ivan, and I'm wondering if there's anything you haven't touched on yet, because we have about 2 minutes left, that you want to leave people with or you feel like you want to talk about.
Well, I think one of the most important things I've learned in the last 25 years of running the world's largest networking organization is that it's not what you know or who you know, it's how well you know them that really counts. It's about building long-term relationships with people that are going to really, that's the technique that's going to really help you build your business over the long haul. In Southern California, we have these big wins every year. They're called the Santa Anas, and you probably see it on the news from time to time, you know, trees falling over in L.A. again. And when you see that next time, look at the trees that have fallen over. They're almost always Southern California eucalyptus trees. And these trees tend to have a root system that's very broad but doesn't go very deep. And so when it gets hit by the winds, boom, they just fall right over. And I think it's a great metaphor for business, that when times are tough, the businesses that are going to fail are ones that have a network that's broad but not deep. And that if you have a network that is both broad and deep, if the roots go deep, if you build really strong relationships with a number of people, that you can not only survive tough times, you can thrive during tough times because you have a powerful personal network that is both broad and deep.
Excellent.
Thank you. That's great.
You know, next week, everybody, our show is on Your Past is Over. Really, it is. And we invite you to come back with us. If you your friends missed today's episode, you can tell them to access it in the archives, pass it on to your friends. I want to thank you once again for being with us. We are honored. And thanks again, Dr. Meisner.
Yeah, it was a pleasure having you on the show. And
how can people get your book?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. The book's available at most major bookstores, Amazon, and you can get it by going to ivanmeisner.com. Thanks again.
Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.